faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Superman streaks to the rescue of Jim Olsen and Jack Wilson, the hate-mongering knights of the White Carnation meet again to plan further vicious deeds against democracy.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. Say, I'll bet you're all excited about the swell new collections Kellogg's Pep has for you boys and girls. And you know, I can't blame you. The one for the girls is nifty. I'll tell you all about that one in just a minute. Now, for you fellas, you know, it's a super-duper keychain, a big silver-like He-Man chain that you'll be proud to wear. And there are 12 lucky pieces you can attach to the chain. Now, here's how to get started on this humdinger of a collection. You got a pencil and paper handy? You don't want to miss any of this. For the keychain only, you send one box stop from Super Delicious Pep and 15 cents, you know, that's a dime and a nickel, to Superman Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's just for the keychain. And, of course, you'll want to start collecting the lucky pieces. There are 12 in all. Nifty, small-scale models of a locomotive and a football and binoculars, a skull and crossbones, a trolley car, and a Scotty dog, among others. Send for just as many as you like to start with. And in the package with your first order, you'll find a printed slip with the names and the pictures of all the lucky pieces on it. So you can keep ordering until your collection is complete. Now, for each lucky piece, send one Pep box stop and one dime, plus the names of the lucky pieces you want, to Superman Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's one dime and one Pep box stop for each of the lucky pieces, and for the keychain, send 15 cents. That's a dime and a nickel and one Pep box stop. But please remember to print your name and addresses clearly on your order. And be sure that you get the address right. Mail all orders to Superman Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. Now, stick around, girls, because I'm going to tell you all about your collection in just a few minutes.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
When Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen and Jack Wilson, captain of the Metropolis High School basketball team, tried to escape from the apartment of Joe McMillan, an agent for the viciously intolerant Knights of the White Carnation, Jimmy was slugged and lost consciousness. By order of Vincent Kirby, wealthy and aristocratic leader of the hate terrorists, McMillan took the boys to a secluded mountain lodge. But on the way up there, he and Fargo, his strong-arm companion, decided that their own safety depended on doing away with the two youngsters. Meanwhile, hunting desperately for his young friends, Clark Kent, accompanied by Bill Jackson, a private detective, followed their trail to McMillan's empty apartment. And as we join him there now, Kent and Jackson are puzzling over an odd pattern of white carnation petals on the floor of the room in which Jimmy and Jack had been imprisoned. Listen.
Carnation petals couldn't have just fallen this way, Jackson. They're arranged in a definite pattern. See? An indented line moving upwards.
Mm. Now that you mention it, Kent, it does look as if somebody laid them out that way.
Mm-hmm.
But who and why?
I think either Jim or Jack Wilson did it to tell us where they are. Now, if we can just figure it out.
Let's see. Mm. I can't make anything out of it.
Oh, wait a minute, Jackson. I think I've got it.
Now, what's your guess?
Look, notice how the line keeps going up, then dipping, then going up again?
Uh-huh.
Well, that could indicate a series of hills.
Hills?
Yes, or even mountains. Some of these peaks are pretty tall. Boys might have tried to tell us that the hate mongers took them into the hills somewhere or up in the mountains.
Say, maybe you're right, Kent. Oh, but where does that get us? There are a lot of hills around Metropolis, you know.
Yes, but it won't take me long to search them. Now, listen,
It won't take you long.
Huh?
What do you think you are?
Well, Skip, we've no time to waste. You contact the district attorney and the state police. Tell them what we know and to move fast. I'll see you later.
Oh, but wait, Kent. Where are you going?
Be surprised, brother. Get busy now. I think we're headed for the payoff.
Hurrying from Joe McMillan's apartment, Clark Kent stops in a deserted alleyway and swiftly resumes his true identity of Superman. Then, up and away! Leaping high above the great city, the Man of Steel streaks away through the late afternoon skies to begin his search among the small hills across the Metropolis River. For an hour, he searches there, ranging and darting above the wooded crests like some giant hawk.
And then, failing to find any sign of his quarry, he veers and rockets away through the gathering twilight to the range of mountains 50 miles away known as the Blue Hills. Meanwhile, in the huge beam-ceilinged living room of Vincent Kirby's magnificent lodge, situated on a flat shelf of rock beneath a towering peak in the Blue Hills, Joe McMillan, the sallow, glittering-eyed agitator and killer for the Knights of the White Carnation, completes a phone call. He turns to face Fargo, his beefy, heavy-shouldered companion.
Get this, Fargo. Kirby wants us to play nursemaid to Olsen and Jack Wilson up here while he spreads the word that foreigner kids grab him. That's how he figures to stir up race riots in the school.
Yeah, him and his race riots. What about us? Supposing the Olsen kid kicks off and we're caught up here with him. Then what?
Don't worry. We're not going to get caught up here or anyplace else with those kids.
Now you're talking, Joe. What are we going to do?
We're going to play safe, that's what. Only Kirby and the two kids know we snatched them. Kirby won't dare open his face, and we'll make sure Olsen and Wilson can't.
You mean we get rid of the kids like I wanted to all along?
You bet we do, Fargo. We'll take them out in the woods right now and make sure they stay there. Then we'll put a lot of distance between us and Vincent Kirby. Come on, get that Wilson kid and let's go to work.
Hey, this Olsen kid is getting heavy, Joe. How much further are we going?
Just a little way, Fargo, to a spot I know where the woods are thicker. I don't want anybody to find these kids for a long while.
What do you mean? What are you going to do to us?
You'll find out soon enough, Wilson. Won't he, Joe?
Yeah. Stay on the path, sonny boy, or I'll tie up your legs, too, and drag you.
Okay, okay. Listen, you oughtn't to be carrying Jim like this. He's unconscious. He needs a doctor.
He won't need a doctor where he's going.
What do you mean?
Here's where you find out. This is far enough, Fargo.
Okay.
Now, look, you better...
Shut up!
Drop Olsen, Fargo.
That'll be a pleasure.
Be careful, you stupid lug. Jim's hurt.
Ain't that too bad.
Okay, let's get it over with. You put a slug on Olsen, I'll take care of Wilson.
Right.
No, don't. Oh, wait, put those guns down.
That's it, Fargo. One, two.
Hey, what the...
Well, looks as if I got here just in time. I'll take those guns.
Oh, let go.
Holy cow, Superman.
Let him have it, Joe. I'll fix his clock.
Oh, you want to play like that, eh? Okay, sweet dreams to you.
Oh.
And to you.
Oh.
Boy, what a haymaker. Listen, Superman.
Yes?
Did you find those carnation petals I left in Joe's apartment?
That's right, Jack. What happened to Jim here?
Fargo hit him on the head with a chair.
What?
Poor guy's been unconscious most of the time since.
Uh-oh, we've got to get him to a doctor in a hurry. Up with him. There. Now, get under my other arm, Jack.
Okay.
All set?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Up and away!
Sure Jim will be all right, Doctor?
Yes, I'm quite sure he will, Mr. Kent.
Oh, that's fine.
Of course, he'll have to remain in the hospital for a little while.
Oh, sure.
A week or two, he should be as good as new.
Oh, is that a relief?
Oh, by the way, Mr. Kent, yes? The nurse tells me that Mr. Agnew, the district attorney, is waiting for you downstairs.
Oh.
Says it's very important.
Yes, I know. I'll join him at once. Doctor, please give my regards to Jim, will you? And tell him I'll be in to see him as soon as he can receive visitors.
Yes, I'll be glad to do that, Mr. Kent.
Thanks, loads, Doctor. Goodbye. Look, I think I know what you're going to tell me, Mr. Agnew.
You can't possibly know, Kent, because nobody knows this except Superman and myself.
Really? Superman, eh?
That's right. But since you've been so valuable to the police on this case, I'm going to give you a break and let you be in on the killing.
Well, swell, thanks.
Okay, now get this. The two fellows Superman caught, Joe McMillan and Fargo, talked to me and Superman, and they told
us... That Vincent Kirby, a member of one of the oldest and most aristocratic families in Metropolis, is the leader of the hate mongers who call themselves the Knights of the White Carnation.
What the... Now, wait
and
a minute.
And that Kirby ordered the murder of Charles Canfield, the millionaire, because Canfield was going to expose them.
But...
Furthermore, Kirby framed the high school basketball players on false gambling charges and arranged the abduction of Jim Olsen and Jack Wilson in order to stir up race hatred and riots among the youngsters of the city. Is that the story?
Yes, but how in thunder did you know, Kent?
Ah, that would be telling. I gather that we move in on Kirby now, huh?
You said it.
Gee, I can hardly wait.
Okay, then, let's go.
What will happen when Clark Kent and the district attorney confront Vincent Kirby? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so stand by.
Well, girls, it's time for you now. Yes, here are all the details of that wonderful collection Kellogg's Pep has for you. It's a shiny, silver-like charm bracelet and 12 different charms to go with it. Some of the best-looking things you ever saw. Now, here's how you get them. Have you got a pencil and paper handy? Okay. For the bracelet only, you send one box stop from Super Delicious Pep and 10 cents, that's a dime in cash, to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's for the bracelet only. And now we come to the charms, and there were 12 all terrific, nifty small-scale models of a piano and a cuckoo clock and binoculars, a Scotty dog and a violin and a telephone, among others. Now, if you didn't get to writing them all down, that's okay, because, you see, this is a get-acquainted offer. And so in the package with your first order, you'll find a printed slip with the names and pictures of all the 12 charms. And you can keep ordering them till your collection is complete. Now, here's how to get started on your charm collection. For each of the charms, send one box top from Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, and one dime, plus the names of the charms you want, to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's one dime and one Pep box top for each of the charms, and one dime and one Pep box top for the charm bracelet. Just remember, gang, to print your name and address very clearly, and send your order to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. Now get busy. See who can be the first to have the complete collection.
Accompanied by a dozen plainclothes detectives, District Attorney Frank Agnew has driven Clark Kent to the home of Vincent Kirby. There, as the detectives post themselves in the darkness outside Kirby's imposing stone mansion, Agnew rings the bell. And when the butler opens the door, he is seized and taken away before an outcry can be raised. Then the DA leads Kent quietly across the lofty flagstone foyer to a closed oaken door, in front of which he stops.
Very quiet, Kent. Reading of the Knights of the White Carnation is going on now. Here in Kirby's library.
Oh, I see.
Wait. I'll open the door a crack so we can see without being seen.
Slowly and carefully he turns the doorknob, and the heavy door moves inward an inch or two on silent hinges.
Oh, great Scott! There's Burton Wood. And Martin Hart. And Phineas Cameron and George Adams, all important men. Each one as big as Vincent Kirby.
Right. Wait. Kirby's standing up. He's going to talk.
Oh.
Knights of the White Carnation, the moment we've been waiting for is now at hand. As you know, the entire city of Metropolis is stirred up over the disappearance of Jim Olsen and young Jack Wilson. Tomorrow, my newspaper, the Daily Blade, will say that evidence points to Olsen and Wilson having been abducted by the foreign-named basketball players at Metropolis High School in order to prevent the two boys from testifying against the players mentioned in regards to bribery charges.
Hear that, Kent?
Yes, are these babies going to be surprised?
And how?
Pamphlets, which have already been prepared, will be distributed outside every school in the city, reprinting our story and urging the students to act now against all boys and girls with foreign-sounding names like Rizzuti and Pulaski and Kaplan.
Why, the dirty rats, Mr. Agnew.
I can promise you, gentlemen, that by this time tomorrow, foreign blood will run in the streets, and no youngster of foreign ancestry will be safe outside his
home. That's the way you do it.
I've heard enough, Kent. Let's go in.
I'm with you.
Don't move, Mr. District Attorney.
What in the...
Or you either, Mr. Kent.
Well, you can't...
I have a gun pointed at each of your backs. Just make one move, and these guns go off.
Stiffening, Clark Kent and District Attorney Agnew feel the guns at their backs and realize they have been trapped in the headquarters of the Men of Hate. Clark Kent, as we know, is Superman. But how can he act to save the district attorney's life without revealing his identity of Superman to the world? Don't miss tomorrow's smashing episode, fellows and girls, when Superman pulls a new and startling stunt. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.